106.5 WKDZ. Of course, Alan hit me when he said something about trying to spray your lawn, get some equipment. I'm telling you, I got a fence row that's got your name on it, Alan Watts.
Hey, I can flat spray a fence row for you, Tess. And, you know, I can take care of that. I like kind of doing that. Come here, Philip. Let's talk a little agriculture. Philip, maybe you've been on with me before. I think we talked last fall. Philip Morgan's with us, and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
A little history in agriculture. Your family's been in agriculture for a couple of years, haven't they?
A little bit, yeah. My granddad, Ross Morgan, and my dad, Jeff, have been at H&R for as long as I've been alive and longer. So yeah, there's a tradition there.
Absolutely. So what, tell us some of the things you're working with here at Best Way.
So I'm strictly in the drone division, formerly on the ground side of things, and we kind of differentiate now between ground and air. Okay. Because we have the drones and then our traditional ground equipment. But I'm in charge of the eastern half of the United States as far as setting up dealers, because we are a distributor, so rarely do we sell to an end user. So our job is to prepare these dealers to be able to go out and sell to the end users.
Very important, because those dealers are really an important piece of the puzzle for you.
Absolutely. And so there's a vetting process, and, you know, traditionally, we like to have the equipment dealer, folks like H&R AgriPower. They're a good one for us. And we got a mixed bag there. So we got some dealers that are strictly drone, and they work out pretty well. But we are very picky on who comes on, because it's a big commitment.
Obviously, you want somebody who's going to hold the same characteristics and same really values that you guys do with customer service.
Absolutely. And in this field or market, customer service and sales after the fact is huge. These drones are really advanced. They are prone to crashing. That's kind of the name of the game. We don't make any bones about it. We don't try to hide that. They're going to go down. But it's not too bad to fix. And most people going into it know that's a possibility. Will the technology get to the point where they don't? Probably. Right. But we're a ways from there. But the technology that's in them now is very advanced. So the obstacle avoidance on these drones is getting better and better.
So Tess needs a fence row sprayed. Can I spray her fence row with the drone?
You can absolutely spray a fence row. You can make a map and just let it fly autonomously, or you can take over and fly it manually. That wouldn't be hard at all.
The safer thing for the drone would probably be let it do it automatically, because in my history with drones are not good.
Yeah, well, you know, a small job like that, you could probably get by either way. Yeah,
I like that, though. I think it's pretty neat to be able to do that. And, you know, it's obviously new technology, but I think a lot of farmers are very interested in the drone piece because it does allow them to have another tool in their toolbox.
Yeah, and another thing is, you know, there's a misconception that some of these drones cannot do large acreages, and they can. Especially the new model that we are rolling out, the XAG P150, at an 18.5 gallon capacity. That's almost double of what we've been doing. So it is an all day job, and you got a small window to apply what most people are using them for, fungicide on corn. So it's you're about like a pit crew. You bring that drone back, you fill it up, exchange the battery, get going again. You got to get those acres knocked out.
But, you know, based on what I've seen with you guys and demonstrations and how it happens, that's a quick process. You can turn around a drone really quickly, get it filled back up, get it a new battery in it, and it's back up in the air in a matter of just a minute.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the game, efficiency. If you're lollygagging and you're not filling your drone up quickly and you're taking 5 minutes between each flight, you're not getting many acres done. So the name of the game is efficiency, and you got to be quick when you're refilling and exchanging batteries.
I think what makes that whole process easier is the fact that you guys now build a trailer that goes with the drone, and the fact that you can get that trailer set up the way you want it on your farm and really make it do what you want to do.
Yeah, so we deal with the top-notch drone trailers. The big thing with any drone trailer, because I've seen all kinds of contraptions built, and whatever works for that particular applicator is fine, but the big thing is having an elevated platform that you can see the drone, because you do have to keep line of sight on the drone. Right. And that corn gets pretty tall in July, so you got to get up there and be able to see it.
Tell you what, a great history in your family in this agriculture business. And any big lessons you take away and from your grandfather, father, who have both been in this business for many years?
I don't know about lessons. I think hard work has been instilled in me. That's passed down from, well, everybody in my family, but especially my granddad and my dad.
Very important. I think it fits right in here best way, too, because, I mean, they're same thing, built on a family legacy, and hard work has always been a part of this family, too.
That's exactly right. We've got a good team here. We're run well. We've got a good group of guys on the drone division and the other side. So we do all we can with what we have, and we feel like we're doing a good job.
That dealer network you were talking about earlier, continuing to grow for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's growing every day. We keep a map up in our office with little with pins on it where our dealers are. And we've got some blank spots, so that's we're working on that. This time of year, it's not really good for setting up dealers. It's a little late. There is a training process and getting acclimated. So we'll probably put that on the table till next fall or this coming up fall, and that's usually when we go out and sign up new dealers.
Tell you what, good to work with you guys always. We'll come back visit one more time. Best Way Ag, we're talking National Agriculture Week and drones and spray equipment here today. Well, 106.5 WKDZ.